now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
I'm not sure about that. Good day, America. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the fray, weigh in at 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as we know an awful lot of you do, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. We have a huge show on tap for you today here on the Spano and Black Attack. We have a couple of guests. We have all kinds of NBA Finals talk and more. But I'm going to set the table on the other side. Now what I want to do is what we do at the very top of each hour of the Spano and Black Attack. We let you know the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack with you on the go. And it all starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. Or you can go to our homepage and check out the wealth of archived interviews. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't, be they Apple, be they Android, be they PC. Or just go to iHeart.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing. Again, that app versatility. Android, Apple, PC. Or just go to TuneIn.com. Again, they also have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and most importantly, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day. And we thank every one of those people in our armed forces for their service to the greatest country in the world. On the other side, we'll set the table for a big Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack and start knocking things down. That's next. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
We're in Hawaii and having a great time, all thanks to AARP. We use their trip planner to help us pick our destination, and we were able to save money on our travel arrangements, too.
If you're over 50 and looking to take advantage of valuable information and discounts, then it's time to join the over 37 million members that have instant access to AARP's resources, travel planning, financial tools and tips, dining and entertainment discounts, and more.
AARP really helped me with professional services for transitioning from one career to another.
Check out their new app. It's amazing. I get articles that matter to me, and the Discount Finder map makes it so easy to find savings on shopping and restaurants close by.
Join AARP for just $16 a year. That's less than a nickel a day. And membership includes your spouse free. Plus, get a free gift just for joining. Don't wait. Join AARP today. Call 800-710-8249 or go to aarpoffer.org. Your benefits start the minute you join. Call 800-710-8249. Call 800-710-8249.
T-shirts! It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInc.com.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers and how hard you work to get the most out of your budget. That's why we offer business credit solutions with pro-exclusive offers that make it easy to make smart purchases. For 2 days only during Pro Bonus Days, you can take advantage of 10% off your in-store purchase with your Lowe's business credit card. Valid 6/10 and 6/11, subject to credit approval and can't be combined with other credit offers. Maximum discount of $2,000. See store or lowesforpros.com for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Turns it over. James keeps his dribble somehow. Irving back to James. Oh, he throws it down.
Well, that was courtesy of ABC and ESPN. Mike Breen on the call. That was the LeBron James spectacular alley-oop dunk. That was the nail in the coffin for the Golden State Warriors in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. And that's how we come back to this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Again, I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in on the NBA Finals. That number again, 800-878-7529. It's toll-free, so come hang out with me here on the Attack. For those that prefer Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. And we do have a huge two-hour show on tap for you here on the Spano and Black Attack. We're going to start out talking all things NBA Finals and the impressive Game 3 win by the Cleveland Cavaliers over the Golden State Warriors that has that series now at 2-1 in favor of the Warriors. That'll take us through most of the first hour. At 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time, we're going to be joined by Melissa Arnott and Maddie Miller. They are, Melissa Arnott is one of the great female climbers in the world and an American record holder in climbing. She's climbed Mount Everest. Maddie Miller is a guide in training, and she's Melissa's training partner. They're getting involved in a really, really cool challenge. It's 50 peaks in 50 days, and we'll talk to them at 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time, 40 after hour number one, about that. We'll talk to Melissa about her climb of Mount Everest and more with them at 40 after hour number one. If we haven't finished with the NBA Finals, we'll clean up the NBA talk, get involved in some other things. But then to take us home for this Thursday at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, legendary boxing trainer and ESPN boxing analyst Teddy Atlas will join us. We'll reminisce with him a little bit about Muhammad Ali and more from a pure boxing perspective, and we'll get Teddy's take on what made Ali such a great fighter as far as his physical in-ring skills. And then we'll roll into a preview of this weekend's great fight action. There's a great card coming from the small building in Madison Square Garden. Vasily Lomachenko, Rocky Martinez for the WBO super featherweight title. We'll talk about that with Teddy Atlas as well. That's coming up at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time. But we should probably dive right in and talk a little NBA Finals, Game 3. The Cavaliers in a must-win situation, and we talked about it yesterday. We talked about how Game 3 was a must-win game for them and how LeBron James needed to and would step up in this game. And must-win it was, and win they did as the Cavaliers routed the Warriors 120-90 in this Game 3 of the NBA Finals. The Warriors now lead this series 2-1. What did we talk about yesterday? I'm going to refresh your memory a little bit, and I'm going to take a little time to pat myself on the back, and then we'll dive into this recap of Game 3 and a lot of my takeaways. We talked about the fact that while Golden State looked great, and they set records for dominance through two games, of an NBA Finals series, that winning the first two games of the series, you know, the numbers all laid out that this was going to be a short and easy series for the Golden State Warriors. And I talked about the fact that based on those numbers, I understood why people were writing off the Cleveland Cavaliers. But I also cautioned you of two things yesterday. Number one, the series hadn't started because the home team hadn't lost a game. All that had occurred so far, despite the level of dominance from Golden State, was that the home team held serve. Now it's coming back to Cleveland and the Quicken Loans Arena, where the Cavaliers play far better basketball than they do on the road. And if the Cavaliers hold serve in game three, now they're right back in the series. And that's exactly what happened, and they did it in commanding fashion. So that was my cautionary tale to you. Just because the Golden State Warriors had set records in level of dominance through first two games of the series, and all the numbers pointed towards an easy, decisive, short Golden State Warriors victory in the NBA Finals, nothing had really happened. Home team protected serve. That's all that happened. And these NBA playoff series don't start until the home team loses a game. Home team still hasn't lost a game. And now all of a sudden, everybody has the Cavaliers right back in this series off of one dominating win. Again, this is the case of a lot of people who do what I do. They swing too high and too low based on one singular event. The realities are, Golden State Warriors did a great job holding serve in their building in the Oracle in the first two games. They did it in dominating fashion. Everybody pointed to the numbers that show that home teams winning the first two games of an NBA Finals have an overwhelming advantage. A lot of those numbers are skewed by the fact that up until a couple of years ago, the NBA Finals was a 2-3-2 affair. So if the home team won those first two games, that home team coming home for three was really up against it. Well, it's not 2-3-2 anymore. It's 2-2-1-1-1. So if the Cavaliers take care of their business in game four, this is anybody's series. It's a three-game series with the Golden State Warriors having home court advantage, being able to play two out of those three games in their building. That's the realities. The realities is there's been three games, three blowouts. Two by Golden State on their floor, one by the Cavaliers on their floor. In many ways, this series has not truly started yet. But what we did see, a Cavaliers team that had to win game three, we talked about it. The best player on the floor is LeBron James. We talked about the fact that he'd put up 30-plus and that he'd come out and take over that game, and that's exactly what he did. It was Kyrie Irving early. It was LeBron James at late. LeBron James with the dominant third quarter on the offensive end after a shaky first half offensively. Kyrie Irving certainly picking up the slack in the first half offensively for the Cleveland Cavaliers. But for the entire game, LeBron James was great on the defensive end, and he really rendered Steph Curry a non-factor in this game. That's one of the things people didn't talk about a lot. LeBron's offense, great in the second half. He was okay in the first half. His shot wasn't going. He wasn't a big factor scoring the basketball. He was a factor in facilitating the offense of others. But really, the first half was all about the great first quarter from Kyrie Irving that got the Cavaliers out to the big lead. That was really the story of the first half as far as the offense. Defensively, and the defense was a huge factor here. For one of the first times all postseason, we saw the Cavaliers' defense spur their offense. Usually with the Cavaliers, and it's been this way all postseason, they haven't really been a great defensive team or even a good defensive team. It's been about their level of dominance offensively. Well, this is one of the few times in the entire postseason they brought that great defense. They brought great defense. LeBron set the tone early on the defensive end. His ability to go find Steph Curry, not switch off of him and stay with him and render Steph Curry a non-factor in this game was huge in this game three. Kyrie Irving dominating in the first half on the offensive end. Golden State makes the run in the second quarter. It's only an eight-point game at halftime. But then LeBron has that great second half, particularly that third quarter. And this one's a 20-point game after three quarters. And the fourth quarter is all garbage time. So LeBron needed to take over this game. We talked about the fact that he would. We said he would score 30-plus, and he would be a huge factor on the defensive end. And he was all of those things. And that dunk that we played right out at the top, that was the thing that finished it off. That was the nail in the coffin as far as the Golden State Warriors. That's what finished them. That made it a 20-point game, and forget about it. It was over. On the other side, more on Golden State Cavaliers, Game 3 of the NBA Finals. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spanner. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
That rascal took all of my firewood and built a dam across a cement pond.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We weren't ready to play. Obviously, they just punched us right in the mouth, right in the beginning. We're turning the ball over like crazy, soft. We were extremely soft to start the game, and they set the tone with their intensity. It's it's going to take more than an effort like that to win a finals game against a great team, obviously.
Kevin.
Well, that was Steve Kerr commenting on the dismantling that the Golden State Warriors suffered at the hands of the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. That was from his post-game press conference. This is the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to join us here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as a lot of you do, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, we were talking in the last segment about LeBron James really imposing his will and doing what he needed to do in Game 3, and the fact that, really, this series hasn't begun because the home team hasn't dropped the game. And I still believe that. First home team that drops a game in this series will end up on the wrong end of it. I said that team would be the Golden State Warriors, and I'm going to stick to my take. I picked the Cavaliers going into this series, and I'm staying with them. There's been three home games played thus far in this series, and really all three of them have been blowouts. This Game 3 blowout matches the Game 2 blowout, and they're kind of a wash. And then in Game 1, Golden State controlled that one most of the way. I won't call that one of those epic blowouts, but it was a dominant and controlling effort by the Golden State Warriors, and the Cavaliers really didn't threaten for much of that basketball game. But you look at this game, and, you know, I know Kyrie Irving was great on the offensive end, and particularly in the first half, and particularly in that first quarter where he led Cleveland to 33 first quarter points and had Cleveland up 17 at the end of the first quarter. At times in that first quarter, they were up as much as 20, and it looked like they were just going to run the Golden State Warriors out of the gym, as the Warriors, and Steve Kerr alluded to it, they could not match the intensity of the Cleveland Cavaliers. They didn't bring the sense of urgency that they needed in this game. I talk about it a lot, and that was one of the big factors here. But give Golden State credit for all the great work Cleveland had done in the first quarter. They climbed back into this game and were only down 8 at halftime. So the third quarter becomes pivotal, because for all the great work Cleveland had done on both ends of the court in the first half, offensively led by Kyrie Irving, and they had gotten other contributions. Tristan Thompson was terrific on the board, 7 offensive rebounds to go with his 13 overall. J.R. Smith had canned threes and was hitting open shots and taking advantage of the open looks. The guy that was shaky in the first half was LeBron offensively. But for all that great work on both ends of the court, offensively and defensively, all of a sudden, Golden State digs back in. They hang tough. They put up a 27 spot in the second quarter. They hold the Cavaliers to 18, and you got an 8-point basketball game. And you got to be saying to yourself, if you're the Cavaliers, boy, we squandered something here. We better jump right out and take over this basketball game. And that's just what they did on both ends of the court. They continue to force turnover after turnover. And that, in many ways, was what killed Golden State. Just the turnovers that led to so many Cavaliers points. I mean, Cavaliers had 34 points in this game off of Golden State turnovers, and 21 of those in the first half. But ultimately, it was LeBron. Third quarter, LeBron comes out, and he takes over this game on the offensive end of the court. Realize in the second half, he had 21 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks, and was plus 22 on the floor. So LeBron imposed his will in this game on both ends of the court. For as long as he was in the game on the defensive end of the floor, as he was tireless. And he set the tone for this team defensively. Kyrie Irving was better on the defensive end. Tristan Thompson Great job rotating. Great job of holding up in the pick and roll. Richard Jefferson in the starting lineup for Kevin Love, a huge factor on both ends of the court. Gave him quality offensive, gave him quality points. Not a lot of them, but big when they needed them on the offensive end. Rebounded, did a great job of moving, closing out on threes, moving on the pick and roll, doing a good job with the switches. And the defensive intensity was just better in Game 3 than it had been thus far for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And it was LeBron that set that tone. He sets the tone for this team. His effort in Game 1 and 2 was not great. It wasn't LeBron-like. Well, back against the wall, they needed a LeBron-like effort. And for the entire time he played, he brought his A game on the defensive end of the floor, A-level intensity on the defensive end of the floor, and the Golden State Warriors didn't have a lot of answers. They turned the ball over a ton. They got dominated in points in the paint, 54-32. And, you know, it was a thorough dismantling. The role players for the Golden State Warriors didn't hold up the way they did in games 1 and 2, and that's to be expected. Yes, in games 1 and 2, the role players, bench players, and the non-stars for the Golden State Warriors really led the way. And a lot of times what happens is those players are much better on their home floor than they are on the road. And this is why I said this series wasn't over, because a home team hadn't dropped the game. So now that the series swings to Cleveland, and once again, you have those role players not dominating the way they had in games one and two. And the role players, not necessarily the bench, because the bench for the Cavaliers was a non-factor, but the role players in the starting lineup played a much bigger factor. Big effort from J.R. Smith. A very, very solid effort from Richard Jefferson, as we had talked about. Tristan Thompson was a beast on the boards and set the tone there. Again, points in the paint, huge advantage for the Cavaliers, 54-32. Huge advantage on the boards, 17-8 on the offensive glass, 52-32 total rebounds. And then the turnovers. 18 turnovers for Golden State, but they turned into 34 Cavaliers points. And that was really, really the key. So I was very, very impressed with what Cleveland did. They finally brought in Game 3 the level of defensive intensity necessary, and basically for one of the first times in the entire postseason, it was their defense that was the star. Don't get me wrong. Their offense was terrific and efficient, shooting 52% from the field, 48% from three on 12 for 25 from deep, dominating in the paint, dominating on the offensive boards, all those things. But their defense, led by LeBron and Tristan Thompson, really set the tone. Better jobs on closeouts, on the threes. Better job on the switches. Better job in the paint. That was what set the tone. And then the offense followed along. Kyrie Irving with the big first half that gives the Cavaliers the lead at halftime. And then LeBron James, after a less than stellar offensive first half as far as shooting and scoring, taking over in the second half in a major way and putting his stamp on this game on both ends of the court. And then finally, I think something else you're going to see. You know, there's literally only 4 basketball games left in this very long NBA season. And LeBron was very, very fortunate. He got a lot of rest in this postseason because of the dominance that the Cleveland Cavaliers showed throughout their postseason. And something a lot of people did not point out, what we saw in this game, the backup point guard was not Matthew Dellavedova, because he hadn't done much in the first two games. It was LeBron James. Ride LeBron as hard as you can. And he's going to have to ride himself, and he's going to have to lead the way. So what you're going to see the rest of this series is very few breaks for LeBron unless the game is a blowout. And they get the benefit of getting him out of there pretty early last night, so he'll be rested and ready for Friday night. But what you're going to see is LeBron hard every night on defense, and he is such a factor on the defensive end. And he showed you what he can do on defense. He can be that kind of difference maker for them on the defensive end of the floor and actually allow the Cavaliers to play pretty good defense. That's number one. And number two, the backup point guard is no longer Matthew Dellavedova. A lot of times when Kyrie Irving's in the game, James is still the point guard. But particularly now when Kyrie leaves the game, LeBron James is going to be the backup point guard. So he's going to be the leader on defense. He's going to be the undisputed leader on offense. And he's going to have the ball in his hands even more than he's had thus far in the postseason. Because they need LeBron more than they ever have before. And if they're going to win this series, it's going to be LeBron, along with contributions from some other key pieces, that are going to take them home. On the other side, we're going to talk rock climbing. Melissa Arnott, Maddie Miller, join us next. 50 peaks in 50 days. We'll talk about it next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dillons.
Hold on, have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. But now let's go out to our phones where we're joined by Mount Everest American women's record holder in climbing, Melissa Arnott, and Maddie Miller. And they're joining us right now here on the Spano and Black Attack to talk about a really, really cool challenge. Good morning, ladies. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Thanks so much for having us, Joe.
Well, let's talk about it a little bit, and let's start with 50 peaks in 50 days. Tell us about what this challenge is and how it all came about.
Absolutely. So we are attempting to climb to the highest point of each state, so the 50 high points, in 50 days. And we really dreamed up this challenge while we were climbing one of those high points in Idaho together, and we started working on it. We've been putting it together over the last couple of years, and right now it's just finally all coming together, and we're getting ready to start in the next couple weeks.
That sounds amazing. And for you, Melissa, how much different is this than climbing Mount Everest and setting those kind of records, these smaller but still big peaks, but 50 of them in 50 days and that sort of travel? Talk about the differences, say, between climbing Mount Everest and the overwhelming task that is and this overwhelming task.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a huge difference, but they both have their challenges. And I'm really looking forward to the two different aspects of challenge that we're going to face on the 50 Peaks trip, which are, one, logistics of just being able to jam all of this climbing and all of this hiking and all of this travel into such a short amount of time, and then the endurance challenge that we'll face of being able to actually summit all these peaks. I mean, some days we're going to summit six peaks in a day, and that's six different states in a day. It's not just six peaks. So there's huge challenges associated that are different, very different from the ones you face on Everest, but nonetheless very, very challenging.
Understood completely. And Melissa, before we go to Maddie, talk to us a little bit about being a mentor here. Maddie's a guide in training. She's a college senior. She's your climbing partner on this 50 Peaks in 50 Days. Talk about, in addition to the challenge of climbing, also the challenge of mentoring and teaching along the way while overcoming these many physical challenges.
Yeah, you know, I think Maddie really takes all of the challenge out of me mentoring her. You know, she's so great and so enthusiastic and really game to try all sorts of new things. So it's been a really fun process. We've been working together for the last 4 years. And for me, as a professional guide, it's an incredibly rewarding thing to actually be able to pass the knowledge that I've earned and actually gone out in the field and gotten and give that to her and watch her start to earn her own knowledge.
Maddie, you're a young woman. You know, you're a college student. You've been climbing with Melissa now for 4 years, so it probably goes back to the very beginnings of your college life or even back to the end of your high school life. Talk about your growth as a guide and a guide in training. Talk about the experience of being mentored by Melissa a little bit and your excitement with this upcoming unique challenge.
I am just over the moon excited. It's a dream come true to work with someone like Melissa, who's achieved so much, and she's taught me so much about what it means to be a woman and a strong woman and to help empower other women to achieve the highest of heights, whether that be climbing Denali or climbing Britton Hill in Florida, which is 300 feet. And so I think she's taught me so much in terms of hiking, in terms of life, in terms of just being a good person. And so it's been such a wonderful experience these last 4 years, and I've already seen myself grow in so many ways.
Well, I've got to say this. I don't know you. I haven't met you. But you certainly don't sound like the typical college kid. There seems to be a maturity about you that is kind of unusual. So I'll ask it like this. Did you get a chance to be a kid and do normal kid things? Or because you decided that climbing was your passion and what you wanted to be your vocation, did you not really get much of a chance to be a kid and be a typical college kid and do all those silly things?
Still very immature in a variety of ways. Don't be fooled. Yeah, it's been great. I mean, obviously, I would much rather choose this position than, like, what my other college friends are doing and going out at night, and I just really enjoyed getting to work hard at something and to train for something and to put my mind to something really important, and that means more to me than the social aspects and the silly aspects of growing up in a college experience.
That's interesting. So, Melissa, the cat's out of the bag a little bit. She's not quite as mature as I made her out to be. There's an awful lot of elements of a typical college kid there at times, huh?
Yeah, Yeah, and one of the really fun things, you know, is actually for me getting to just be silly with her. Like, we have a tremendous amount of fun. And even though what we're doing is a serious endeavor, it's so fun, and it's both of our passion. And so I would say, you know, we spend most of our time laughing and enjoying ourselves. And, I mean, that's an essential part of trying to do a big challenge like this. You have to be able to try to find the real fun in the difficulty.
It must be tough to carry the keg for all those keg stands. You know, those peaks are pretty high.
You joke, but I definitely saw a picture of her carrying a keg for her training for Denali on Instagram. So I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. So the truth comes out. It's not all serious, not completely grown up beyond her years. There's a little kid in there somewhere, and that developing adult. I get it. It's all good. You got to cut loose once in a while. I'm just impressed that somebody, despite their passions, would make this kind of sacrifice at that young age. Because a lot of times we say we want to do something, but the realities are the level of commitment that you have to show and the sacrifices you have to make usually preclude a lot of people from following these dreams and passions.
Absolutely, and Maddie's pretty exceptional in that way. You know, I mean, she really is dedicated, and that's been part of the very rewarding process of working together.
Well, those are the dulcet tones of Melissa Arnott and Maddie Miller, and they're joining us here right now on the Spano and Black Attack. Let's talk a little bit about some of the great peaks that you're going to hit in this 50 peaks in 50 days. There are some people in our audience who are very passionate climbers, hikers, and things, and these may be peaks that they want to touch in some way. So talk about some of the great peaks that you're going to visit, and they might be great opportunities for people to hit the trail themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's really one of our goals, is to show people no matter what state you live in, there is accessible access to outdoors, and there's adventure just right outside your door. But, you know, we are very excited about some of the bigger, taller peaks with some of the climbing, like Mount Whitney in California, Mount Rainier in Washington. You know, obviously Denali in Alaska is a very big deal. But we're also equally as excited to travel to some of these other places. And I think it's not as obvious as it might seem just because the elevation is low. For example, Mount Marcy in New York, it is going to be quite a long hike and a little bit difficult to access. So it's going to present a different kind of challenge, and I think we're equally as excited about some of those peaks. Of course, Mount Washington in New Hampshire, that's a very exciting opportunity for us as well. So I can't think of a single day that I'm not excited about on the trip, quite honestly.
Well, we know you guys have to bring you have to be selective in what you bring. It's not like you're packing for, you know, the girls' week in Vegas, and you can go with 11 suitcases. You're hiking. You can't bring everything with you. And I know you have to be selective in what you bring when you travel, number one. And I know that Eddie Bauer and Microsoft have been key in helping you guys streamline what you bring, yet having everything you need. So talk about what you bring and talk about the role of Eddie Bauer and Microsoft in helping you have what you need, but have it in nice, tight packages.
Yeah, exactly. So the gear is what's really enabling us to be able to execute this big dream of ours. So we've been working with Eddie Bauer to build the exact gear that we need. And, you know, it's gear that anybody can buy. And we have a lot of gear needs because there's a very big difference between Britton Hill in Florida at 345 feet and Denali in Alaska. There's a huge difference in our gear needs. So we've really refined down our kit to the exact things we need to be able to go out and stay warm and stay comfortable, or stay cool in some cases and stay comfortable. And then Microsoft has enabled us with the Microsoft Band to be able to track our progress, and not just our progress on the trip, but our progress in training for the trip and preparing for the trip. And, you know, that Microsoft Band has an explore tile that will allow us to share our journey with everybody else. And we're going to do that through Microsoft, Eddie Bauer, and through our 50 Peaks website.
Well, we're getting short on time because they're going to want me to keep you on schedule. And, you know, and they know I'm a hog of the pretty young ladies. It's kind of my thing, especially when they're fit like this and they can run and jump and chase and they stay in shape and they don't tire. But before we let you run, please, some 411 on where we can follow your journey and find out more if there's anything I didn't cover about 50 Peaks in 50 days.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can follow along our journey on our website, 50peaks.com, or through Eddie Bauer, Microsoft, and then any social media. If you just look at 50 Peaks, you'll find what we're up to.
Excellent. Ladies, thanks so much for a few minutes. Be safe out there. Keep spreading the word about fitness and helping people break their own personal fitness barriers and break through their own glass ceiling. It's been great talking to you. We look forward to talking to you again after you conclude your journey and finding out about how wonderful it was.
Great. Thank you so much.
You got it. Bye-bye now, ladies. Good luck to you. That was Melissa Arnott and Maddie Miller joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. One in Melissa Arnott, an extremely accomplished climber, having set American records for climbing Mount Everest as a female, and Maddie Miller, a guide in training who studied at the heels and at the feet of Melissa Arnott now for 4 years. So, you know, these are two very accomplished climbers. And they're setting out on something very cool. Again, 50 peaks in 50 days. There's some place to climb and stay fit and get outdoors and get the benefits of that and the fun of it in every state in the union, from New York to state of Washington, from California to the state of Florida and every state in between. So get out there and do it. Follow them on social media at 50 Peaks in 50 Days. And, you know, I think it's great. We're going to have them on again after they finish their journey. And we'll tell their story. We'll give them a chance to tell their story. But it's an exciting challenge, a fun challenge. And we thank both of those ladies for taking some time out of their day to join us here on the Spano and Black Attack. But as we kind of get ready to wrap up this first hour, we're going to switch the focus back to the NBA Finals. And that's going to be where we go for much of hour two as well. As, yes, we recapped game three, and there's really not all that much that I can really offer you on game three beyond what we've already talked about. You know, LeBron, I've said it a couple of times today, I'm going to say it again. LeBron James was the driving force in game three. In game one, it was on the defensive end of the floor, while Kyrie Irving led the charge on the offensive end of the floor. In the second half, LeBron took over on the offensive end and continued to play great defense, stifling Steph Curry at every turn. Klay Thompson wasn't a big factor, and none of the big three for Golden State did anything. Draymond Green was single digits around the board. Klay Thompson had a terrible night, and Steph Curry really was a non-factor. So, you know, that was really the story of this game, and I think you saw a couple of things, and we talked about that right before we jumped on with Melissa and Maddie. It was the fact that it's going to be, you know, what's to the wall for LeBron over these next four games. Defensive effort, nonstop, no breaks. Offense, he's going to be the guy that takes over, and he's going to have the ball in his hand a ton. He's going to be the point guard anytime he's on the floor. We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. Weighing at 800-878-PLAYER on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. We'll tie a bow around hour one right after this.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Nip it in the bud.
That's right. We're going to nip it in the bud as we continue here on the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again to weigh in, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as we know a whole host of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. And make sure you follow us on at Sports Byline USA on Twitter. You'll get all kinds of programming updates on what's coming up on the network. And most especially, you'll be kept in the loop as to what's coming up on Best of Byline. Two-hour block that we air weekdays, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time. And it gives you a second chance to catch up on whatever you may have missed from earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network as we choose the best and brightest from earlier in the day, be it something from the attack, be it from titillating sports or wherever. So follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA and you'll find out what's coming up. Usually a pretty good chance that you'll be able to catch a big chunk, if not all of, the Spano and Black Attack from earlier in the day in case you missed it live in the morning. There's your second chance. There's also many a chance on our platforms like iHeart and TuneIn Radio, where we have a ton of on-demand content. So there's always chances to catch the Spano and Black Attack. And this was a great hour. You know, it was really a mixed bag. A lot of focus on NBA Finals Game 3. And we know it upset Robert, the outcome. But we talked about why the blowout transpired, and we got into what we expected. This wasn't a big surprise to me. What we'll do in hour two is we'll start to take a little bit of a look ahead to game four, answer some questions about perhaps lineup stuff, as Kevin Love will likely make his return to the lineup for game four. We'll take a look at a couple of other issues surrounding the NBA Finals. And then at 40 after the hour, we're going to be joined by Teddy Atlas, the great boxing trainer and ESPN boxing analyst, talk a little Muhammad Ali. And this weekend's big fight card from the small arena in Madison Square Garden. But we're going to step aside for the news right now on Sports Byline, and I'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Security operations are taking place right now.
That's Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld on Fox as authorities investigate the terrorist shooting that left at least four people dead in Tel Aviv. And now Hamas says the two gunmen who attacked the Tel Aviv cafe are members of the terrorist group. The Times of Israel saying Hamas issuing a statement claiming responsibility for the deadly attack at a shopping complex. President Obama hopes the Democratic Party will unite behind Hillary Clinton now that she's clinched the party's presidential nomination, becoming the first woman in the nation's history to do so. The president and Clinton's Democratic challenger Bernie Sanders set to sit down and chat at the White House today. And House Speaker Paul Ryan releases his Republican National Security Plan. The Post reports the 20-page document urges modernizing and solidifying NATO, among other things. They are planning to present the proposal at the Council on Foreign Relations. This is USA Radio News at usaradio.com.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The driver of the Baltimore police van in which Freddie Gray is believed to have suffered his fatal injury is headed to trial. Lawyer Warren Alperstein says it could be difficult to convict Officer Caesar Goodson.
The state has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt all the elements of all these charges, and that's not easy to do.
The judge expected to rule on several motions before Goodson's bench trial begins today. The 46-year-old Goodson is the only officer to face a murder charge in Gray's death. While California's Rights to Die law goes into effect today, the new law will allow mentally capable, terminally ill patients to ask doctors for a lethal prescription so they can end their lives if and when they choose. The state of Ohio legalizes medical marijuana. The governor, John Kasich, signing a measure yesterday allowing doctors to prescribe some forms of cannabis for several health conditions. It's still illegal to smoke pot in the Buckeye State, but vaporizers, edibles, and oils have the green light. The law goes into effect in 90 days. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
In Arizona, mandatory evacuations in order after a wildfire sparks near Yarnell. John Martin says he was evacuated.
With the back burn that was being set within 50 feet of us. So it was time to go. We could feel the heat from the fire.
The Tenderfoot fire starting yesterday in virtually the same area where a deadly fire killed 19 firefighters 3 years ago. It's consumed at least 700 acres so far. A shelter set up at a Prescott-Yavapi College for those who are affected. A congressman is speaking up about the nation's weak economy. USA Radio's Jason Ward with the details.
The Obama administration's deceptions about the health of the economy is not going unnoticed by Ohio Congressman Steve Chabot. Chabot appeared on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries and talked about the latest jobs report.
38,000 jobs in a country of over 300 million is pretty pathetic. We've got the slowest turnaround in an economy after a recession that we've seen in modern American history, but they keep trying to sell it that everything's going great.
Chabot said most of the jobs created are low-wage part-time jobs so employers can avoid Obamacare. I'm Jason Wirt.
While Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan is filing a lawsuit against sandwich chain Jimmy John's. The suit claims the corporation representing the sub shop illegally forces its employees to enter non-compete agreements during their employment and 2 years afterwards. Madigan says the alleged action is unfair to workers in the state and bad for Illinois businesses and seeks to avoid the agreements. This is USA Radio News.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, smoke up, Johnny!
Now, there'll be none of that. Good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. That number again to get involved, 1-800-878-7529. For those that prefer Twitter, and I know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. We have a big hour two on tap for you, and on the other side, we'll set the table for that, then we'll start knocking those things down. But as we do each and every morning, at the top of each hour, we run down the myriad of ways that you can take the Spano and Black Attack on the go with you via your devices. And you can start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to listen to the network on the go wherever you are, live as things happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio. Great app, an app you can download to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it PC, be it Android. Or simply go to iHeart.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, an app that you can download to any of the aforementioned devices, whether it be Android, Apple, PC. You can simply go to TuneIn.com as well. There's a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline on TuneIn Radio and also a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, most importantly, perhaps, it's the American Forces Radio Network where the good people of our military around the world listen to the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline. And we thank each and every one of those people in our armed forces for their service to the greatest country in the world. On the other side, open phone lines, 800-878-PLAY, on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. We'll set the table and tip off hour two right after this very short timeout.
We're in Hawaii and having a great time, all thanks to AARP. We use their trip planner to help us pick our destination, and we were able to save money on our travel arrangements, too.
If you're over 50 and looking to take advantage of valuable information and discounts, then it's time to join the over 37 million members that have instant access to AARP's resources, travel planning, financial tools and tips, dining and entertainment discounts, and more.
AARP really helped me with professional services for transitioning from one career to another.
Check out their new app. It's amazing. I get articles that matter to me, and the Discount Finder map makes it so easy to find savings on shopping and restaurants close by.
Join AARP for just $16 a year. That's less than a nickel a day, and membership includes your spouse free. Plus, get a free gift just for joining. Don't wait. Join AARP today. Call 800-710-8249 or go to aarpoffer.org. Your benefits start the minute you join. Call 800-710-8249. Call 800-710-8249.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers and how hard you work to get the most out of your budget. That's why we offer business credit solutions with pro-exclusive offers that make it easy to make smart purchases. For 2 days only during Pro Bonus Days, you can take advantage of 10% off your in-store purchase with your Lowe's business credit card. Valid 6/10 and 6/11, subject to credit approval and can't be combined with other credit offers. Maximum discount of $2,000. See store or lowesforpros.com for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
It's not a bad place to live either, as we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529, toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. For those that are into Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. Big hour two on tap. Again, the focus most of the rest of the way is going to be NBA Finals, Game 3 and Game 4. We recapped the game and I gave you my takeaways. I'm not really going to go back and revisit the game too deeply in this hour. We did that in the last hour. But I am going to go into some more things that we may see in Game 4. And I also want to attack something as it relates to the unequal treatment of star players. And we'll talk about that as this hour unfolds. But then at 40 after this hour, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, we're very excited to be joined by Teddy Atlas, the legendary boxing trainer and ESPN boxing analyst. And we're going to talk about Muhammad Ali. We'll get some of Teddy's memories. But with a great boxing trainer like Teddy, we also want to dive into, we'll dive into Muhammad's boxing style and talk about why he was such a great fighter, despite perhaps being quite fundamentally unsound. And then we'll roll into previewing this weekend's big boxing card at the theater in Madison Square Garden between Vasily Lomachenko and Rocky Martinez for the WBO super featherweight title. And we'll talk about some of the bouts on the undercard as well. So we'll cover a lot of ground in our time with Teddy Atlas. And that's at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. But where I want to go in this segment, and again, we talked a lot about Game 3. And it was very similar to Game 2, but in reverse. This one was all Cavaliers. And, you know, the Cavaliers now snap their 7-game losing streak against the Warriors. Well, Game 4, another must-win game for the Cavs, and then all of a sudden you got a short series. And there you go. But I guess one of the things I want to dive into is a lot of the speculation. And again, it's our job to have an opinion. That's my job. You're in this business. Your job is to have an opinion. And your job is to proffer that opinion and get buzz and entertain your audience. I get all of that. But the hyperbole that's often used and the conclusions that so many that do what we do or do what I do jump to me is not entertaining and it's not compelling. It's just noise for the sake of noise. And now the latest one that we're hearing is, well, with look at how well Cleveland played with Kevin Love out of the lineup and Richard Jefferson in the lineup. And, you know, props to Richard Jefferson. He had a good game last night. And defensively, he was one of the reasons, I dare say, that the Cavs were better on defense. His superior foot speed and quickness in closing out on some of those three-point shooters, in handling the pick and roll, in some of the rotations, I'm sure it definitely helped that defense to some degree. But Love has not been awful on defense throughout these NBA playoffs. He hasn't been the problem. And really what I'll chalk up a lot of the differences on the defensive end of the floor for the Cavaliers in Game 3 compared to the rest of this series was LeBron James, number one, in his defensive intensity and effort over the course of this entire game, and Tristan Thompson. So if Kevin Love is cleared and he makes it through the concussion protocol and he's ready to go in game four, he goes right back into the starting lineup. This nonsense and this notion that you should keep Kevin Love out of the starting lineup and continue to go with Richard Jefferson, it's ridiculous. You have a star player, and in particular star on the offensive end of the floor, and you're going up against one of the best offensive teams in NBA history and the best offensive team in the NBA all season long in the Golden State Warriors, and you're not going to put Kevin Love out there, and you're not going to take advantage of what he can do on the offensive end of the floor and exploit that matchup, it's preposterous. It's a preposterous notion. Now, I understand, and we've seen it at times throughout the regular season for the Cavaliers. This group of three, James, Irving, and Love, do not necessarily fit together particularly well. And maybe there's a need to sort some of the deck chairs, as it were, with this group of three. And maybe you need to figure out which one of these three might be best served in another uniform. But we've seen it in the playoffs. The three of them together, more often than not, have been terrific on offense, and it elevated this Cavaliers group offensively to new heights. So off of two games on the road against the team that won 73 games and lost twice all year in their building, that's what you make that you base that assessment on? Ridiculous. And then all of a sudden you come home, and the Cavaliers play well because LeBron steps up and Kyrie Irving steps up. And now because Richard Jefferson was in the lineup instead of Kevin Love, you want to keep it that way. I like Richard Jefferson. He was a very, very good player in his day. He was an all-star caliber player in his prime. Now he's on the back nine of his career. And while he's a quality role player, you think 30-plus minutes Richard Jefferson every night in your starting lineup is not going to get exposed? You're crazy. So when you have a player of the special talent of Kevin Love and the special abilities of Kevin Love, here's what you do. You put him on the court, he's your starter. That's it. Simple as that. So this notion that Kevin Love should be out of the starting lineup, stop it. It's the same people who, after two games, anointed the Golden State Warriors the 2016 NBA champions. Slow your roll, guys. I know you're trying to make a splash, but the nonsense that you spew, it's based on nothing. It's based on overreactions and small samples. The realities are, the best team on the floor right now for the Cleveland Cavaliers includes Kevin Love in the starting five next to Tristan Thompson. And the defense is really all about the effort of LeBron James on the defensive end of the floor. He's the guy that he's the straw that stirs the drink. And if you can get him more guys that can space the floor and more guys that can do different things on the offensive end and make them better on offense, you do it. Richard Jefferson doesn't make them better on offense the way Kevin Love does. And really, despite yesterday's effort in game three, this is a team that is led by their offense, not their defense. They're one of the few teams in the NBA where the offense sets the tone. Most teams, the defense sets the tone. And with LeBron on the floor, if he continues to do what he's doing to Steph Curry, and the rest of those perimeter players can continue to render Klay Thompson a non-factor. Well, and then they get those turnovers. Well, then they'll be right in this thing because their defense will have made that difference. And Tristan Thompson, if he can continue to function on the inside the way he did, they'll continue to dominate on the boards, points in the paint. And Kevin Love can only add to that because he's a terrific rebounder and a terrific interior scorer when given the opportunities. So for me, it's a no-brainer. If Kevin Love passes the concussion protocol and is deemed healthy and ready to play, he goes back in the starting lineup. Richard Jefferson becomes a key piece off the bench. That's it. Stop right there. Kevin Love back in the starting lineup. On the other side, why some players get criticized and some don't. We'll talk about it next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was my nickel, see? This is a free country. And I play whatever I want to.
Sure. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We say the same thing about the show. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. And leave anytime you want. But we don't want you to leave. We want you to continue to listen to the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number again, 800-878-7529. It's toll-free, so come hang out with me here on The Attack. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. And you could really weigh in on a whole myriad of topics if you'd like. Anything involving the NBA Finals. If you want to weigh in on with your thoughts and memories and recollections on the greatest Muhammad Ali, you can do that. Or anything else in the world of sports that tickles your fancy, again, at 800-878-PLAY. Let's dive back in. As we were going to break in the last segment, I mentioned, you know, why are some players criticized, some not? And where I want to go with this is, I've talked a lot on these airwaves about how underappreciated LeBron James is and how, you know, how it's fashionable to, let's see the word I'm looking for. It's fashionable to extol the virtues of so many of the other greats of the game, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I go on all day and name great players who we extol their virtues and overlook their shortcomings. And then there's one player who we treat just the opposite, and I've talked about it a lot. I've talked about LeBron James and how under or unappreciated he is as a great player. So I'm getting ready for the show today, and I'm reading stuff, and I see this great article on CBSSports.com from Ken Berger. And here's the headline. Curry deserves LeBron-like criticism after laying another finals egg. And there's a little caption underneath. If James played like the MVP did on Wednesday night, can you imagine the outrage? Exactly. I've talked about it a lot. I've talked about how both in the media and in social media and amongst fans, they don't appreciate the greatness they're watching in LeBron James. And I still say he's the best and most important player in the game today, even at 31. And he can impose his will on a game unlike anybody else in it at this point. And you saw that in game three. Backs were against the wall, must-win game. LeBron took over on both ends of the floor. He was the dominant factor on the defensive end and one of the dominant factors on the offensive end. And just as I predicted, he chipped in with 30-plus points. And his work in the second half on both ends of the floor made sure that after Golden State closed to within 8 at halftime, that Golden State got no closer. And LeBron's work in the third quarter and early part of the fourth quarter made game three a laugher. But the crux of the article is basically that if LeBron had played a game three in the NBA Finals like Steph Curry had, and if he had played throughout these NBA Finals as bad as Steph Curry has played, what kind of criticism would we hear, and what kind of unyielding criticism of LeBron would we hear? And Ken Berger's absolutely right. If LeBron, there is such a double standard in this sport as it relates to LeBron James compared to all the other great stars. And I named a bunch of them, and I missed a bunch of them. But the long and short of it is, every time LeBron comes up small and the Cavaliers don't win, he is eviscerated in the media, on social media, and by the fans. Yet, Steph Curry has played awful basketball literally in all three games of the NBA Finals. And he has had very little to do with the success of the Golden State Warriors thus far in the NBA Finals. Yet we haven't heard one critical word as it relates to Steph Curry. And we haven't heard this outpouring of Steph's overrated, he's a numbers guy, his greatness comes from the fact that there's so much talent around him, he needs to elevate himself in a big spot and be a difference maker. You don't hear any of that. All things you hear about LeBron. You didn't hear any of that after his third consecutive substandard effort in the NBA Finals. And this one went a great way towards costing the Golden State Warriors Game 3. Imagine if Steph steps up in a major way and he wills the Golden State Warriors to victory. They now have a commanding 3-0 lead in this series, and they're on their way to back-to-back NBA Finals. Instead, what you did is you let the Cleveland Cavaliers in many ways up off the deck, as it was a must-win game for them. You let them protect serve on their home floor. You let them win in dominating and resounding fashion, and now you have them believing, their fan base believing, and maybe not the rest of the country believing, but the most important people believing are those players on that Cleveland Cavaliers bench. And Steph Curry has received no criticism for that. And I think that's unwarranted. Not that I think that we in the media and on social media and the fans need to eviscerate Steph Curry the way they would LeBron James in this situation. But I think, moreover, what I think they need to do is take it easy on LeBron and appreciate him for his greatness instead of always harping on his shortcomings. That, I think that, you know, here's a situation where you need to point to Steph Curry's shortcomings as a big factor in this loss. You know, where's he been? Where's he been through three games? He's been a non-factor. Bench players like Sean Livingston have made a bigger impact on this game, and Andre Iguodala have made a bigger impact on this series thus far than Steph Curry. Well, you're the league MVP. You need to be your team's go-to guy, and you haven't been that. You are definitely open for criticism. And should the Cavaliers win Game 4, much as I expect, with LeBron James again scoring 30-plus, being the key factor on both ends of the floor, including the defensive end, being the point guard for all of the 40-plus minutes that he is on the floor, in particular with the second unit, you're not going to see that much Matthew Dellavedova, and when you do, he will be playing off the ball, as LeBron James is the best player on the Cleveland Cavaliers at facilitating offense, and that will show. So again, for the second game in a row, in my mind on Friday night at the Quicken Loans Arena, LeBron James will be the best and most important player on the floor. It's up to Steph Curry to match that. If they don't want this series to all of a sudden be two apiece and have it be a very short and competitive series, and in essence have it be a three-game series. So while I'm not sitting here asking those that do what I do and others to launch an attack of criticism on Steph Curry, the article really pointed out something that I've talked about for a while. The criticism of LeBron James is disproportionate compared to the other great players in this league. It's unjustified. And as bad as LeBron James had been in games one and two, he was nowhere near as bad as Steph Curry's been through games one, two, and three of this series. LeBron has been far from awful. His defensive intensity and consistency on the floor has been wanting. His offense has not been great minute to minute, but he's been far better, even in games one and two, than Steph Curry and Klay Thompson have been. And yet those guys are free of criticism. I understand the bottom line is winning. Well, they lost last night. And I don't hear how Steph came up small and how he's not a clutch and big-time player. It's not true, but I don't hear it. It's not true about LeBron. It doesn't stop us from hearing it all the time. All I hear, well, he's probably hurt, and I hear the excuses. And that's just, it's just not fair to excuse Steph while never excusing LeBron. Do I now want this assault on Steph Curry? Absolutely not. But let's look at it for what it is. He has not been the Golden State Warriors' best player throughout these playoffs. He has not been the best player on the floor in any of these games in the NBA Finals. He wasn't the best player on the floor during last year's NBA Finals. The realities were LeBron James was the best player on the floor during the NBA Finals last year. He was just alone due to the injuries to Irving and Love. Steph wasn't even the best player on the floor in the NBA Finals for his own team last year. That was Andre Iguodala, the series MVP. So he's open for criticism, much in the way that LeBron has been. The criticism of LeBron's often been unjustified. Steph's due some criticism. I'd like to hear some of it. Teddy Atlas joins us next. Muhammad Ali and the big fight card from Madison Square Garden. That's next on The Attack. Keep it where it is.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dylans.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, but now let's go out to our phones as we have the honor of being joined by legendary fight trainer and ESPN boxing analyst Teddy Atlas. Teddy, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you so very much. I want to start this interview talking a little bit about Muhammad Ali. I know we've spent most of this week doing a lot of Muhammad Ali retrospectives. I want to get some of your memories of Muhammad Ali, the person, and some stories perhaps about your interactions with Muhammad Ali.
Well, first time I met him, I was an amateur boxer with Custom Auto up in Catskill, New York. I later on became a trainer. But at that time, I was an amateur boxer. I had just won the Golden Gloves, and Cus was my mentor, but he was also Muhammad Ali's mentor. A lot of people might never realize that. Ali looked at him as a sort of a father figure. Ali would call him quite often for advice. He called him before the Foreman fight, matter of fact, for advice on how to deal with this very formidable foe that was knocking everybody out. And so Cus took me up to the Deer Lake training camp when I was about 19 years old. The first time I met him, Ali started shadow boxing with me a little bit. And, you know, because Cus had told him I was an amateur fighter, so he started fooling around. I, of course, being a young kid, took it very seriously. It's Muhammad Ali. So I put my hands up. I started moving my head and slipping and looking to fire back at him. And Ali said, "Oh, this boy is very serious, Cus. Very serious, you know." And, he stopped doing that, and, you know, I remember the second time I met him was at the Concord Hotel. He was getting ready for the third Norton fight at Yankee Stadium outdoors. Me and Cus wound up attending that fight at Yankee Stadium, and when I met him, Ali was the kind of guy that he collected cats, and I'm saying it in a humorous way, but, you know, he collected people. And he, you know, you could get Ali's ear. Ali was a kid, you know, at heart. And Ali was very inquisitive, and he listened to everything. And he was easy. And he was easy for such a strong figure and such a huge figure. He was very easy to kind of lead and get his attention. Somebody named Dick Gregory at that time, you know, one of these people that was around him at that moment. He was a comedian. I think he was a bit of an activist. And he was, I guess, into health nutrition. And that was before the time of, you know, the where it's at now with, you know, the health craze that's going on. This was, you know, many, many, what is it, 30 years ago, I guess. And so Dick Gregory was getting them into all these concoctions, these different herbal and vegetable drinks, fruit drinks, and all kinds of different vitamin-based stuff. So Ali, when me and Cus went up there, he had the whole floor of the Concord Hotel, which was very impressive, again, to a young kid. I was, you know, wow, he's got the whole floor of the hotel for his entourage. And so he took me, and he said, "You want to see some?" I said, "Yeah." So he took me into this room. He opened up the door, and the whole room was full of nothing but blenders and boxes, boxes of fruit, boxes of vegetables, boxes of all kinds of health concoctions and herbal stuff and all these different things. And he went over to one of the tables, and there was a blender there, and he says, this man is crazy. This man making me drink all this stuff. So I'm just mesmerized, you know. I'm just following whatever he does. So he starts throwing stuff into this blender. He puts in different things and puts on the blender, and the thing, it looks greenish black, you know. and he pours it into a cup, and he says, try this. So, you know, I drank it. He goes, you like it? I said, yeah, you know, it's Muhammad Ali. What are you going to say? So I said, yeah. He goes, good, you drink it then. I can't stand the stuff. So, you know, it was a very humorous moment, and it showed you the jovial, you know, side of Muhammad Ali, of being a kid almost.
It also sheds a light on why there were such financial struggles until much later in his life. The big entourage, the entire floor of the hotel, being easily led and being somebody of excess. If you asked Muhammad for money, he just gave it to you. And he wasn't worried about what was going to happen to him. Maybe you can shed some light on that with some of your dealings with Muhammad and watching what went on, you know, very quietly as a young kid.
No, I mean, look, obviously I was around him with Cuss on just a few occasions. I was no inner person with the inner circle, obviously. But, you know, I knew the people, Gene Kilroy, who later on went to get jobs in Las Vegas after Ali, you know, retired. And he had his own masseuse and, you know, Sierra, I think his name was. And, you know, he had all these different people. The main person, of course, Angelo Dundee, who truly did, you know, truly did have a worth, a real worth. Of, you know, being a trainer and being a great corner man. I mean, Ali trained himself for the most part. He went to the beat of his own drummer. You know, a lot of geniuses do it, you know, they create it as they go along. They don't read sheet music. They make the music in their own mind, in their own ear. And that's what Ali did. But Dundee was a great corner man, and he was the right guy. He had his ego in control, so he was the right guy to be able to survive and be able to thrive, not only survive, with somebody as iconic as Ali. But there was so many, you know, you hate to use the word hangers-on, but, I mean, it was just, as you said, and the entourage was, you know, he brought new meaning to certain extent of entourage. He had so many different people for so many different things. He had cooks, he had, you know, and again, some of them did have a purpose, and some of them had less of a purpose. But at the end of the day, checks had to be written, you know. it was a big payroll. It definitely was a big payroll. And these people had they had no thought, like, as Ali had no thought of tomorrow, you know, which a lot of athletes don't. They're making the money, they're making huge money, and they're not thinking about tomorrow. These guys had no thought of tomorrow. You know, they had no other secondary plan, no B plan. You know, and they couldn't even imagine that tomorrow would come, that there would be a day without Ali, whether it be a day they weren't hanging out at the Deer Lake training camp or the Concorde or whatever other place that was set up for that particular fight. You know, and of course, when Ali, we think about Ali, what happened to Ali, but, you know, when these, and that's where we should think, but he's the one who was doing the important stuff. He's the one who was taking the punishment. He's the one who was taking the risk. But at the end of the day, when he retired, when it finally had to be shut down, way beyond when it should have been shut down, quite frankly, a lot of these people just, you know, they just dissipated into the air. Some of them went on, like Gene Kilroy, to have good jobs in Vegas off of the reputation of being around Ali. But there were other ones that just had nowhere to go.
Yeah. I mean, Larry Holmes, when we talked to him earlier in the week, he made mention of a lot of that. He wasn't willing to mention names, and he said he loved Muhammad. And he said there are a lot of people that hung around that didn't love Muhammad. You know, they'd send him out to get groceries. They'd send somebody out to get groceries for the training camp. You know, Muhammad, I'll give him a bunch of money. And there'd be no groceries for the training camp. And Larry said, hey, you know, it happened to all of us. It happened to me. It happens to so many of these guys. But Larry talked about trying to limit it as much as he could. And Muhammad really, he just didn't limit it. You know, he loved people. He was gregarious. And he didn't want to disappoint anybody. You know, right down to the guy that would bang on the mat and scream 10 seconds during training camp. That guy would get $5,000.
Yeah, I mean, part of the enigma, I think, that's out there with a lot of sports guys, especially boxing guys that are the baddest men on the planet, to, you know, if you want to use that term, guys that do something that's unusual, that's very difficult, that very few people could do. They go in the ring and they face somebody else trying to hurt somebody, you know, trying to beat that person with your hands, trying to make that person submit, get the better of that person physically. Not many people can do something as conflictive as that, you know, as difficult as that, as scary as that, and face those things. It takes a lot of courage, takes a lot of discipline. Yet the enigma to it really is that most of those guys, they have trouble with confrontation in real life, in human relationships. And as you just touched on with that Larry Holmes had talked about, that's not unusual with a lot of fighters, where, you know, they're not able to tell someone, hey, I don't need you anymore, or you're robbing from me, or you're not doing the right. They want someone else to do that. And there's another part to it, too. There's another dimension where you would think that those guys, what I just described, getting in the ring, into going into such a difficult arena, something that's so uncommon, you know, where you're running into conflict instead of running away from it. Most of us run away from conflict, the first sign of it. And you have to deal with it. You have to deal with those kind of pressures, those kind of fears, those kind of risks. You would think that someone like that is very secure. They're not. They're not. I mean, there's some of the most insecure, whether it's De La Hoya, or it was Mike Tyson, whether it's Muhammad Ali. You could just put a list that would go on and on and on. That, you know, they're not secure. They need people around to secure them, to tell them that they're good and they're better than good. And I think part of the mystery to that is that they are going into such an uncommon place, such a cold place in that ring, such a difficult place in that ring, that they do it because they're trained to do it, and they have the disciplines to do that. But it's always, the wolf is always barking at the door, you know, because they do feel the same things that the civilian feels, the layman feels, that people don't think about. They think they're born different. They're not born different. They're trained different. And they have a different set of skills, but they're not born different. They feel scared. They feel unsure of themselves, but they train themselves to go and face what they have to face. And because that's always barking at the door, always chipping away at them, you know, those feelings. Just think about it. It's like piranha taking pieces of you. Every day you got to spar. You got to face, you know, the consequences of that. And then you got to face a big moment coming up 2 months away. That it's like going to the electric chair, that you're getting ready to go in that ring. And you don't know what's going to happen in that ring. That's always there. It's always banging at the door. So with that chipping away at you, those kind of things that can make you very unsteady, that can make anybody lose it, anybody, you know, start to disintegrate. With having to deal with that, there is an inherent insecurity in other areas because it's chipped away so much from you, where you are not sure of yourself in certain areas. You have to be replenished. And that a lot of these fighters find it necessary to bring people around, bring these entourages to replenish them, to protect them in that sort of way.
And that's great insight, and that's Teddy Atlas joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. I only got you for a couple of more minutes. I want to get into Ali the fighter a little bit, which is something I really didn't do a lot of, but you're a brilliant trainer. I've stepped between the ropes myself and sparred and did some amateur and club fighting. How did Ali, you know, Ali was so unorthodox in his greatness. I tried pulling straight back like Muhammad. You know what I did? I caught punishment and helped the guy knock me out. So how was he able to be such a great fighter, yet do so many things fundamentally wrong? Can you talk about that for a minute or so?
I think that's to the core and speaks to the core of his genius, that he did everything wrong and he made it right. And, you know, he was Jimi Hendrix playing the guitar backwards. You know, he was Jerry Lee Lewis playing the piano with his elbows. You know, he did everything unconventional, far, far away from the standard, the proper way, so to speak, to do it. And he not only made it right, he made it brilliant. He made it special. And the reason why he was able to do that, first of all, 250 amateur fights somewhere around there, Olympic gold medal, all those fights where you get comfortable, where you get calm, where you get experience, and God-given ability. You know, he had a set of skill sets that was uncommon. When I saw him, I remember years later after I had seen him the first time, and one of the most brilliant moments I saw him, as far as pure, unadulterated talent, pure ability, solar system ability, nova ability, special ability that just jumped out at you. And when I saw that against Big Cat Cleveland Williams, wow,
oh, what
so fast. It was incredible, the partnership of hand and leg speed and the laser-like accuracy. Like, it was incredible. I had never seen anything like it before. And years later, when I saw Bo Jackson run with a football, I said, wow, that's like seeing Ali the first time. This guy's faster and stronger than anyone I ever saw run before. Wow. And so with that ability, with the reflexes, with the sense of anticipation, the calmness because of his experience, he was able to make wrong right. And I tell you, I take it a step further. A lot of people won't touch on this. They might not know to touch on it. They might not want to touch on it. But and it's not a derogatory thing. It's just a factual thing. He ruined, like you just touched on, he ruined a lot of young fighters by his example, because there was only one guy who could do it. He could do it because of what I'm just describing. He was special. Jimi Hendrix, not everyone could play a guitar backwards. And so, you know, a lot of fighters tried to emulate him. Why wouldn't they? It was Muhammad Ali. It worked for him. He got all the attention. He got all the success. Why can't we do it this way? And they try it that way, and they would get caught. They would pull back, and they wouldn't anticipate it, just make it miss by a millisecond and by a fraction of an inch. It would catch them. And they, you know, it wound up hindering a lot of young fighters that did try to emulate him, did try to copy him, as great as he was. Because special people like that, you know, they're able to do it. Like I said before, you know, they don't have to, if they're a musician, they don't have to read the sheet music. You know, the music's in their head.
Teddy, thanks so much for a few. I wanted to get to Lomachenko and Martinez, but Ali dominated the conversation. I'd love to do it again soon. Thank you for giving us a few minutes. We really do appreciate it.
No problem. My pleasure.
Bye-bye. That was the great Teddy Atlas joining us on the Spano and Black Attack. What a great show. We're glad you could join us. We'll catch you tomorrow. Good day, all.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.